Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy. Today I have my dear friends sitting at my kitchen table, Sarah and Sylvain.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Not much. Mallory just made us this delicious meal of eggplant parm and angel hair pasta, and it was really nice.
It was very good. Thank you. Happy to be back in OKC. Yeah.
Yes. They have been away for the past 6 months?
Yeah, since September.
7 months? On a farm in Bushnell, Florida. But we'll get to all of that in a second. We'll do the eat of the week and grocery gab, and then we'll jump into farming. So if you like farming, or if you like just produce in general, which I find that I really love produce, then you'll enjoy this episode. Okay, so my eat of the week is Cafe Cacao. You guys have been there.
Yeah, I have.
You're going tomorrow morning.
Okay. We are.
I have a problem with all of these, like, cacaos, and what's the place we went to yesterday?
Picasso Cafe.
Well, I get all of these places confused, and like 501 and like Kitchen 14. It's like I cannot. I'm sorry. I can't.
Bryce is gonna like. Like, do you know where Bryce works?
Kitchen 420.
324, but 324, close.
It just gets to me. I'm sorry. I can't keep them track.
I'm not sure if Sylvania's been there or not, but it is. So
but I've been to all of them. I think I have been to all of these.
420? Yeah.
It's a better name. Yeah.
Right. More our vibe.
Okay. So funny. So Cafe Cacao is like Latin breakfast lunch.
Right.
Then there's...
On Klassen and Western? Klassen and...
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like all the restaurants that sound like Cafe Cacao. Like... I mean, our kitchen.
Cacao.
And then what was the other?
True.
So Van could get confused from that. So Sarah and I think, like, if people have listened to this show, they know, but Sarah and I are in a group chat that's been going on for 5 years.
Right.
In an app called Cacao Talk.
I can never look at it.
So Van, can you really never look at it?
No, I don't know.
We have another friend, Bryce, who has a podcast, Screaming with Bryce, if you want to listen to it. But we've been in the same chat room forever, and it's an app called Cacao Talk, but it's with a K instead of a C, like Cafe Cacao. So sometimes, like, when I'm typing out Cafe Cacao, I have to make sure it, like, doesn't say Cacao Talk. But it's, like, it's an app from Asia.
Yeah,
definitely. And it was, like, one of the first group texting apps. And we have, like, never moved.
Right. We don't need to try out any other group chat.
We apps. Tried to move. I tried to move us to GroupMe in, like, 2012 or something like that.
But it got shut down.
And, like, this is coming the TGO. There was, when our 5-year anniversary came around, we tried to, like, download all the chats so we could see what we did, like, every single day. Because, like, we talked in it almost every single day.
Definitely.
But we couldn't. Anyway, so that's called Cacao Talk. But Cafe Cacao is great. It's always packed.
It's so good.
Yeah.
They're coffee drinks.
Okay, yes. It's, so it's a breakfast lunch place. They have great coffee drinks. I have had the best London Fog in
You're
Oklahoma.
Into those lately.
Yes, I am. Yeah. They are great. Have you had one?
When I worked at Starbucks, I like them. I just don't order them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have, like, backed off of coffee a little bit. So that's, like, a nice replacement because it's got that tea and it has that, like, nice flavor. And it still feels like you're like, oh, I have a coffee.
You know? Earl Grey, right?
Yes, yeah, Earl Grey.
I think you would like it.
No, I think I've had London Fog when you worked at the Underground.
Okay.
And they're just, I mean... I'm sorry, like, I'm up to, like, 3 cups of coffee a day now, so it's, like, I'm not going to be changing anything. Good for you, because, like, every day I feel like my teeth are, like, getting yellower and yellower, so.
In addition to eggplant parm, Mallory made us, like, a French press of Trader Joe's coffee. Yes. It's really good, and it's late at night.
I am drinking a kombucha. It's from Holy Kombucha, and it's orange, ginger, turmeric, and Texas lemon. And I really like this brand. It's in Fort Worth, and I got it at Natural Grocers, which we'll talk about in a second. Anyway, so Cafe Cacao is really good. I have only gotten one thing there, and it's the migalas, and it's like eggs, tomatoes, jalapenos, tortilla chips, just like all kind of crunched up together. And then it comes with refried black beans, two tortillas. And then I always get a side of avocado, and the avocado comes out and it's like half of an avocado, just like beautiful, perfect. And then it comes with the salsa, and you just like mix it all together. And it comes with a little bit of fruit too.
It sounds, maybe I'll have to get it tomorrow.
You have to look at it.
I think Cafe Cacao is the first place that I ever had plantains. Oh, and they were kind of sweeter. They were like fried breakfast plantains, and they were really good.
Yeah, plantains are good.
Yeah. And the black beans at Cafe Cacao are.
It's like, when you go there, you know you're going to have to wait, but you know like the food is going to be good. So the other day I went there, and there was four of us that were all by ourselves that like came in like at the end of brunch. And there was me, another girl, a guy, and another girl. And we all sat at the bar like at the same time. And there was a straight love connection between the guy and the other girl. And they were like really talking to each other.
And you got to see it.
I got to see and just eat my food in silence. It was great.
Little did they know they were going to be on a podcast.
Little did
shout
they
out.
Know. Yeah,
missed connections.
Yeah. So if you guys, you know, want to meet back at
we'll be there at 9:30 tomorrow morning.
I hope you're listening. So that's my eat of the week. If you're from Oklahoma City, you know it's a great place to eat. So
yeah. I also just want to say that I think I also had a green tea latte there, and it was really good.
Okay.
I get green tea matcha latte. And yeah.
Since you guys have been in Florida, tell me like a little bit. Since you guys have been in Florida, what are the places that you've missed to eat in Oklahoma City? Because you guys have been here since you were born, right?
Me since birth.
Yeah.
Midwest City Hospital.
And I moved here when I was 4.
Okay.
Yeah. From the great white north.
Canada. My first Canadian on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Can you speak in French the rest of the podcast?
Moi, parle français un petit peu.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that Sylvain could speak French.
That's literally the only sentence I can say. So, gotcha there. I don't know. I mean,
you have it on tape. It's only French words. I don't want to start off on the wrong foot, but would you say the place we talk about the most is Whataburger?
What?
I'm not.
I ate
Whataburger the other day.
Okay, I went to go. Okay, funny story about Whataburger today. Uh-huh. I left my mom's. I was cleaning her attic, and I went to go. I was like, I'm going to go get some Whataburger. Uh-huh. And ordered my number one, got to the window, didn't have my wallet. So I just straight left.
Why didn't you say, oh, I forgot my wallet?
Well,
usually
okay.
They give you the meal.
Do they really? Do
that. Yeah. That's happened to me a couple times.
Well, you're a girl. Like, I don't know. Like, does that happen? There was a car at the window in front of me when I realized I didn't have my wallet. So I was
okay.
Yeah.
And then you were sad that you didn't have whatever.
Yeah. So then I went back and got my wallet, and then I got Brahms because it was closer. I didn't want to go all the way back out.
In Midwest City?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's far. Yeah. Whataburger is far. And I like get that it's not like an OKC thing, but. We don't have it in the South.
It's in the
It's not in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not in Florida. So, and we talk about it with one of our coworkers all the time. So,
right. Honey butter chicken biscuit, right? For you?
The burgers.
Oh.
And fries and spicy ketchup.
So, let me tell you, I went to Whataburger the other day, and it was like when I was having my kidney stone, which my listeners don't know about my kidney stone, but I did pass a kidney stone recently. And it was after pizza. So, don't eat pizza. That's all I
for every day. Right, like for 7 days in a row.
Okay. For 7 days in a row, don't eat pizza because you'll get a kidney stone.
Right, oh, I agree.
Anyway, so I was like not feeling so great, but then I was like, I want to eat. So I got a burger, but it wasn't great. But I got those new chicken nuggets that they have.
No, have I
you
have
seen
no
those?
Idea.
They were really, really good.
Why was
really
the
good.
Burger not good?
It was kind of far away. Okay. So, and maybe it just, like, wasn't as good, like, when I got it home. Or
they just have the perfect size of, like, meat patty, and they stack the veggies high.
They stack
high
the
they
veggies
mustard.
High. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But you had Brahms, and you were like, okay.
Oh, if I go to Brahms, I don't even mess around with those burgers. I'm sorry.
You don't?
No, I have a beef with Brahms burgers. Okay. They?
A beef with Brahms.
I didn't even catch that. That's good.
So tricky.
They just load it up like with mayo. If you get like any sauce, like it's like the employees there just don't care, and they just slap on an ice cream scoop of whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't care. But that's why, I mean, I will take a Brahms burger and fries and milkshake any day. That's probably what I'll miss the most about.
I have already had some Brahms fries and a milkshake.
And I got chicken strips today.
You got chicken strips. Okay, yeah, cool.
Did you get that gravy?
No, I went with two dips. I went with sweet and sour and honey mustard.
Brahms sweet and sour is really good.
When I was at the airport last week, I ordered chicken strips and they brought out, without me asking, they brought out gravy and ranch.
God bless. Was the ranch good?
Yeah, it was good. Okay. It was good. I ate all the chicken strips too. It was delicious. Okay, so Whataburger and...
I've really, really missed my veggie sandwich from City Bites.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
City Bites. I haven't had it yet, but it's definitely happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've missed Hideaway Pizza.
Right.
Like, I've thought
about... The wedge is, like, coming back to my head. Like, I feel like we've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is, like, a... Maybe, like, a fancier place that you're, like... I miss, like, having, like, a good night there.
Mm.
The Drake?
I was going to say that, like, Che. Is that...
Yeah.
Well,
definitely.
Yeah. Like, yeah
when
yeah,
we knew we were going to come here, the first place we wanted to plan with friends is to go to Che.
Yes.
Which,
yeah.
Mallory,
which we will be doing.
Us and more are going there on Saturday.
Yeah.
I just can't wait.
It's going to be great. Okay. Well, that question just popped into my head, so I thought I would ask. We're going to go into Grocery Gab now. And I'm going to ask you guys a question in a second. But I have talked about this before, but I've been doing like the Trader Joe's Whole Foods kind of combo because they're close together or whatever. And
is that expensive?
I would say maybe $60.
Is your like average
mm-hmm.
compared to the places you're about to get into? What's your average like?
I spent more. It just depends on like what I'm planned, like what I've planned for that week.
Right.
Like if I know I'm going to be eating out a lot, then it's like less or, you know,
for sure.
It just depends. But I would say like $30 at each place.
Okay.
And then this is just me, you know, so it's like, I can do something really easy for breakfast. Like, I did my breakfast sandwiches this week, and then I made mason jar salads for lunch. So it just depends if I planned or not. But, yeah, I've been doing the Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, because that's been nice. But this week I did Natural Grocers and Sprouts because I was feeling like I wanted to get, like, back in my groove, and I just love Natural Grocers for, like, feeling good about yourself. You know, you walk in and it smells like essential oils and you're like, everything here is organic, everything, you have to bring your own bags, and it was
that's
just
nice.
I'm not too familiar with Natural Grocers. It was never around, like
it yeah. was on the corner down from where we used
right,
to live.
But
yeah.
we like
yeah
I was just
we
a did. Sprouts like I
yeah
Sprouts was like my staple, so
do
that's
I kind
what
of miss
meant.
Sprouts maybe we should go
do you miss
here.
Sprouts you yeah. should go to the new well
I miss like well, we work at a farm,
yeah.
Which, so that helps quite a bit.
You don't have to really
we don't
go
have
to the grocery
like,
store.
Or, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But we go to Walmart a lot, which is tiring.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. It's the only yeah. place. It's the
only
place option.
Yeah, exactly. But you have a massive array of...
So good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what one thing we went out for a walk earlier, and that's what we were talking about. Oklahoma is like hard. I like want to go to a farmer's market like you guys, you know, go to every week that you sell your... flowers and organic vegetables, fruits, all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, there was Urban Agrarian, but like not there anymore. And then like Farmers Market District is just like, it's not.
Oklahoma City is too spread out to support something like that.
Yeah.
I don't
want to
say
market. That... Yeah. It's like literally we have people living like in all four directions right next to our market.
And they just
and they can
down.
Walk. They
yeah,
can
yeah,
walk
yeah.
right to us.
See, that's one thing that I'm like, ugh, that I don't like about Oklahoma City is not walkable,
yeah.
you know?
And
especially where that market is, too.
Yeah.
It's not
oh,
even,
yeah. There's you have to drive
yeah.
there.
It's not
yeah.
like, you know, even if they were to put it in, like, Midtown or something like that, it would
yeah.
be a little bit better, but, yeah.
Might be, yeah, it might be a little bit better.
I don't
23rd,
blame people
there's a, there's,
for not wanting to drive on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And there's a 23rd Street Farmers Market, but it's not great. Like, I've been a couple times.
I haven't
like,
been, but I knew it was there.
Yeah.
So I've, like, wanted to go.
Have you ever done the OSU Farmers Market?
I haven't, no.
That one's pretty well known, but mm-hmm. I haven't done it either.
I haven't, but that's like...
You can't walk
yeah,
there either.
You can't walk
you
there.
You gotta drive there.
You can yeah, drive so everywhere.
You gotta drive.
Yeah. Yeah, so I did that little combo, and it was great, and I like Natural Grocers again because they have different brands of everything. So they have like some different kombucha brands and they have different like dairy brands and things like that. So
yeah, the milk looked fancy in your fridge.
That's milk. Almond milk.
Mal's drinking milk. How often do you go to Aldi?
Are you looking at the off-brand cereal boxes?
Oh, no. I'm just like...
I don't go to Aldi that much right now.
Okay.
Yeah, Aldi's not in my rotation. I'm trying to, like, keep it 100 with the food choices. So sometimes Aldi is, like, good for if I need to get a bunch of, like, pantry staples, which I feel like I have right now. So it's really just produce and bougie milk.
And kombucha.
So tell me about your Smart Saver experience.
Oh, gosh. So it's the fourth installment there that I know of, like Albertsons, Williams,
Midwest City,
Buy for Less. And then we come back to visit and it's like Smart Saver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Which I think is a subsidiary of Homeland.
Have you, like, is there another one in the area? Because this is the first time I've ever even heard of Smart Saver.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
I am not sure where it is.
Okay. Really? It's part of Homeland?
Let me Google this really fast.
So before we went, my parents were talking to us about it, and my mom was saying that something she didn't like about it, which I was kind of too much in a hurry to notice or care about this, but I guess the price that they list on the tag isn't what you pay. You pay like 10% more. Yes, and then you also add tax. Like,
okay, I totally saw this. So first of all, a couple of things for me. Well, let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. Like at the cashier stand, like the little lights that, you know, indicate like the lane is open, mm-hmm. right underneath it, it says cost plus 10%.
Right.
Which is like, I was like, what do they mean by that? But okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's just, so they, why don't you just put the cost plus 10% price on the tag? And I get that it's like, maybe people will think...
It's marketing. Yeah, they think it's cheaper.
Yeah. It's strange.
It's strange.
Okay.
Smart Saver, there's four locations around the metro area.
Are they all new? They weren't in the grocery gauntlet. We did not...
never
heard of Smart Saver.
Sneaky people.
Homeland.
Okay.
Oh, Cash Saver.
What?
Homeland owns Cash Saver, but I don't know about Smart Saver. Weird.
I mean, Buy for Less, I don't know. I wasn't the hugest fan, but
yeah.
So
maybe
another
it's
beef,
Buy for Less.
Another beef that I had with Smart Saver was I'm not a big fan of how, like, and maybe this is just a strategy they're going with, is they have, like, these piles.
Buy for Less owns Smart Saver.
Okay.
So they have what piles?
They just have piles. Like, so they have like these like big crates, and then they just like pile like the honey buns and the
a lot of
and they're
boxed.
Just like piles, and then they have like a little price, and it's like you just have to go dig for your stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, can you care about my grocery? I mean, yeah. They're little Debbie snack cakes, yeah. So right. Those
and
people
it's
don't
not
care.
Like,
but
it's not like Aldi, how like Aldi doesn't pay like stalkers. They just like open up the boxes, but at least still it like looks nice.
And that's somewhat, understandable.
Yeah.
They
and
like
that's
have
like a cost cutter. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But Smart Saver. Not great. Should they be in the gauntlet this year?
I mean,
y'all don't buy their ginger or
yeah, we were scoping their produce. Yeah. And
yes. Sylvain and Sarah in my kitchen had this like long discussion about like the cost of like their produce versus the cost of like the farm fresh organic produce, and it was great. It was incredible.
I wish we could have a taste test side by side.
I do too. I really do.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do that one day on your pod. Okay. If you ever like come to Florida when we come back, maybe we could do that.
Yeah, that would be fun to come to Florida and live from the farm.
Ooh.
That would be we have a great outdoor kitchen.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the farm. Tell me like what you guys are doing there, like what made you want to do it, a little bit of your background. You guys are married. I don't know if my viewers know that or my listeners. So just talk about it a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, neither one of us have any type of like farming background. We didn't come from anything like that. And Sarah, we got into it probably about 2.5 years ago or so. And, you know, we started small just by, Sarah was working at the Department of Agriculture for Oklahoma. And we kind of met some people there, and we worked on a small garden right in front of the department. We really liked it. We found this guy named Micah, and he really kind of took us underneath his wing, and we ended up going to his house and like working on his personal home garden, which was actually quite big. It was probably about a little less than an acre of a garden. So we really liked that. It was out in Piedmont, and we would do that, you know, maybe every other weekend or something like that. We were going out there.
Sarah brought me stuff from their farm one time. Yeah.
So, and then, you know, one thing kind of led to another, and
so, like, we liked helping at Micah's, and seriously, almost every day we would come home from work, and we're hanging out after we had dinner, and we're, like, talking about how unhappy we are in our jobs, and how we wish we could be in the garden more, we wish we could work for ourselves, we wish we were out of this wheel, like...
Yeah.
Something that Sarah and I had been talking a lot was about starting our own business, and when we find, you know, when we started finding that we had a real passion for gardening, we wanted to maybe do something with that, and... I mean, yeah, just kind of, I started reading a few books and got interested. And then I figured out like that this is a thing happening in the U.S., that small organic farm, small scale farming, you can do, you know, you can make a living. And like a lot of people are getting into this and it's definitely a thing. And I have more research. And then eventually I found the apprenticeship.
Yeah.
So that's what we are. We're apprentices.
Yes. Yep. And Sarah, you're a registered dietitian too. So that I wanted to make sure that people knew that.
The people knew that. Yeah. I mean, I am a registered dietitian. We both went to college and found this after. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't be if I would have found farming earlier.
Absolutely. Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I just would. But I think, I mean, it's great that
Doesn't
I have
Doesn't he think it helps?
It will help probably in the future if I ever do have to have another job to supplement, or we can definitely tie it into a farm business. Mm-hmm. But... so yeah, we just found this apprenticeship and it sounded kind of too good to be true. And it was in Florida, and I've never moved. And obviously Sylvain's been here since he was young and we've never moved. And then by the time they accepted us, we couldn't really say no. We had to go see what it was all about. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once we were, yeah, we just were really happy to apply. And then once we heard that we got the job, we were, you know, it was it. We were going to do it. So we went ahead and quit our jobs and moved to Florida.
That's fun. And you guys got married last year on Lemonade Day.
Yeah, we did. It's like always going to be the anniversary of Lemonade / our wedding.
That's what we celebrate. Yeah. We put on Lemonade. Yeah.
They planned their wedding and then Beyonce was like, I'm dropping Lemonade. And I was like, gotta go. No, I did have to leave early, but it was because I ran the marathon, but I didn't watch it that night. Watched it the next day. Anyway, that's cool. That's really cool because you guys were like, okay, we're going to start our lives and then we're going to go and figure out this farming thing and just learn from
and we were always like, if it doesn't work out, it's fine. We're lucky and privileged enough people to feel secure enough that we could land on our feet again. Like,
yeah.
We didn't think that we would be living on the streets if it didn't work out.
We had some money saved up, and we were in a really good opportunity where we didn't really have any like true commitment. We had like a rent house.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it was just everything was working out, and we could just up and leave, and we took advantage of that. So
that's good.
We're like, what, 6 months into it now? So,
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay, so you're on the farm. Tell me like a little bit about like what you do every single day.
So we work Tuesday through Saturday, and every day is kind of different, but we plant, we transplant into the ground. We weed a lot of things. We do a lot of harvesting. Thursday and Friday is all harvest day. So we're pulling things out. We harvest flowers. That's a big part of what we do. Friday is all harvest day. And then Saturday is a really big day of going to market in St. Pete, which is an hour and a half south of our farm. So we leave the farm at 3:30 in the morning.
I know you always like send me messages at like 2 or whatever when you're like getting up and you're like,
a lot of times at
7.
Well, sometimes people are still hanging out off from Friday night, and I'm literally starting my Saturday morning.
Right.
And we go to bed at like 7 on Friday night. So. Yeah.
Well, Sarah goes to bed at 7.
Yeah, true. I try.
She tries. Well, okay, so before that, just let me give you kind of like a picture of the farm. It's a 4.5-acre farm. We are cut flowers and organic vegetables. We grow about 60 different varieties of vegetables. Well, 60 to 80 different varieties of vegetables. And that's including about, 60 to 80 different types of vegetables. And then over 100 varieties of vegetables. So a lot of options there. And then, and then we go to market in St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So St. Petersburg Market, it's called the Saturday Morning Market, is the largest market in the Southeast.
Wow. United States. I didn't know that.
Like 10,000 people pass through every week.
Okay, okay.
Like we said, a lot of them are able to walk or bike there. Mm-hmm. Florida's market, or like season for growing, is September. Well, actually, the first market was on October 1st mm-hmm. through May. Okay. So it's over the winter, uh-huh. and that's the time that a lot of people are in Florida. The mm-hmm. snowbirds come down, yeah. and they're living there, and it's really weird growing tomatoes and all of the things we're growing
through
in
winter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And everywhere else in the States, you're not really doing that except for like California. So mm-hmm. that's kind of
it's
cool.
Definitely a unique thing. It's almost like we have two springs, you know, like in October, it's fall, but it's almost like spring, and then we get another spring in spring.
Like yeah. so, right now is pretty, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of a crazy pattern, and it's definitely different than a lot of other states that you'd grow in.
Mm-hmm. And if you were to take a look at our soil, it's kind of like we're growing things in the beach.
It's a sandy soil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's fun. I mean,
it's not muddy at all.
No, it's not like Oklahoma. There's yeah. no, like, it's not like clay and stuff. Yeah. Like, I pulled out carrots here, and it's literally like 5 pounds for one carrot because there's so much mud on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like that.
Right. So. Oh, okay. I didn't realize that. That's yeah. cool.
Lots of bugs. Everybody wants to live in Florida.
Yeah.
Lots of bugs.
So lots of frogs and
it's
bugs.
It's so humid.
And lizards.
Oh,
and
it's so.
The most humid time, I think, for us is past. Like, the rainy season is, like, yeah. end of summer. Uh-huh. And it's been really, really nice over these winter months.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, good. It's been
70 degrees.
It's been really nice. Yeah, definitely.
Right.
No so complaints. It's not as hot. It's not as hot like when you're outside doing everything.
Not right now.
No,
okay.
No,
I almost died in the beginning.
The beginning was a little
there
rough.
Was like I had to like take rest breaks and
yeah.
like yeah.
In the beginning, yeah.
I just wasn't
was hot.
Used to it. Yeah.
Yeah, but then your body probably gets acclimated to it and like absolutely. You get stronger or whatever and
now
yeah.
it's like we don't even sweat like just because it's like a perfect like 70 degree day. Mm-hmm. It's like a nice cool day.
Yeah.
And like we're used to the work for the most part and
right.
Yeah, it's like you don't even, I don't know, you get a little sandy, but that's about it.
And even if some days are really hot and sweaty, I love working outside. Like,
yeah.
it's just, you feel, even if you don't feel like you feel good, you do feel good. Like, at the end of the day, you're just like, it's so nice to have been outside all day. It's, mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be inside. Now I feel weird being inside for too long.
You are like, I have to go back outside?
Yeah.
I didn't leave the building like all day.
Today?
Yeah.
So. I was inside for most of the day and I was like feeling sick. Like,
yeah. Sometimes
it's
now
it's getting to me now. It's getting to me.
So me and I like go to a mall and we both get really weird and we're like, we have to
what
go.
What did you go to?
Just malls in Florida. Like we just, I don't know, just being
inside.
Just
inside, yeah. Because it's because we live our life. So the situation, our apprentice situation, like they pay us a small stipend and mm-hmm. then they give us room and board and then like vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, our room is literally like a room. So for the majority, we like, you know.
Like to not be in the room.
Right. You yeah. know, it's like seven till like when we go to bed, maybe we'll hang out in there. But like our kitchen is an outdoor kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course our work is the garden. So yeah. it's like we're usually outside now, you know,
yeah.
it's like.
Yeah. And you guys are
fresh air.
Very tan.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Sylvain, so, maybe.
Sylvain's really tan. You're tan, too. You're tan too. Well, that's cool. So you guys farm, and then you go to market, and then you have some free time, too. You've done, couple little trips. Gone to Disney World? No, Harry Potter.
Yeah, we went to, what is it, Universal Studios?
Yes. Yeah.
So that was great. We went
Diagon
there last
Alley.
Month. Yeah.
yeah.
We so had good. Lunch at the Leaky Cauldron, and it was the best memory.
So good.
Sarah's a Hufflepuff. Sylvain is a...
Hufflepuff.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that. I'm a Slytherin for everybody.
What do you think Amy is?
Oh, she's so cute. I think she is a Niffler.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, so you've been having fun in Florida. So I want to know a little bit, like Sylvain kind of told me a little bit about the farm, but I want to know about the farm animals.
Okay.
That's really why we went there for anyways.
This is my favorite part of the podcast so far.
I wish that you guys could see visuals while
I'll post them on my Instagram.
Sure.
First of all, no. Let me give you a promo for, and I've done this before. I don't remember what episode it was on. Sylvain's Instagram. Okay. It's Sylvain Hache, and it's spelled, tell the people how it's spelled.
That is a good question. Let me look real quick.
Okay. He has the best Instagram because it's all pictures from the farm. And he started it like, there's like three pictures on there before you guys went to the
years
farm.
Before. Like,
yeah, for real.
And
yeah,
then, there's a couple. And then
2012.
I have his Instagram photos framed in my house. So you guys need to follow him.
Yeah, it's just my name, which is Sylvain Hache, and it's spelled SylvainHache. And Mallory, I'm sure we'll hook up a post.
Yeah, I'll post a collage of the farm dogs. So tell us a little bit about the farm dogs.
Okay.
And the farm animals.
Right. So I'll go with the dogs and we can just go back and forth. So there are four dogs on the farm, two of which have been there for a couple of years, Charlie and Millie. They're little dachshund mixes. Mm-hmm. They're little balls of muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
they're
cute.
Hunt. Like little creatures, and they're so cute. Mm-hmm. And Charlie loves to play fetch, and they're just really fun.
They follow us in the garden like shadows. I mean, they're just there. And it's really cool, too. Charlie, sometimes if you howl at Charlie, he'll start howling with you, and it's like the coolest thing ever. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I was just going to say that they came to Cole on his birthday a couple years ago, like from a neighbor's house, but then the neighbor like didn't want them at all, and Cole fell in love with them, and so they're his dogs.
Cole is the owner of the farm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, cool.
And they are like they are farm dogs, but they sleep inside, and that's Charlie and Millie.
Yeah.
Millie recently had a $5,000 surgery for arthritis.
Sarah sent me that message and I was like, oh my god.
$5,000.
And I'm like,
she's doing great though.
She's like, doing great. She's like a new dog.
Congratulations to Millie.
That's what $5,000 gets you, a new dog.
Do you want to talk about the pups?
Okay, so the pups. Sarah and I are very fortunate because we came on the season that they got puppies.
Yeah, that's so fun.
And so there are two blue tick hounds. Mm-hmm. They're Daphne and Nelson, boy and girl. And yeah, I mean, we've got to see them from like a month old to like 7 months old right now.
That's so fun.
It has been just awesome. I get to play with them all the time. I play tug of war and fetch with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, yeah, you should check out my Instagram because they are beautiful.
All the pictures. And then Sarah posted an Instagram of like Nelson, like when they first got there, and then Nelson now. And it's like crazy. So you can follow her. It's _wildmountainhoney.
Yeah.
So do it.
Yeah.
And then you can see that picture of Nelson.
So in addition to dogs.
Okay. Isn't there like a couple dogs that visit though too?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
There is. Yeah. So every Friday we have Murphy.
Yeah. Murphy and Warren.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. And these are just two older dogs and they come on harvest day.
Mm-hmm. Murphy is ball obsessed and he will just
ball his life.
He brings his tennis ball and he drops it in your bin that you're harvesting in. If you're like washing on the wash station, he drops it right where you don't need it to be. Like he just really, really wants you to throw the ball.
He stares at it so intently. Like he just wants it. One time I buried the ball right in front of him and he like didn't know what to do. Like he lost control of himself. I had to dig it out for him. He was not having that.
How long did that take you for like the dog to like... You were like, I have to dig out this ball for him.
I mean, I don't know how, like, he's very passionate about the ball, but he doesn't have any intelligence because, like, I put it right in front of him and, like, put some sand over it, and then he was like, he just freaked out immediately, Like, he's going to search, like, the whole entire garden for the ball that I just buried.
In front of him. Really quick about Charlie, he is really cute because he likes to bury things. I've seen him bury tennis balls, but he also buries strawberries and carrots and, like, little, he's just so small and close to the ground, so he'll just, like, get this little thing in his mouth, and then
and
he just trots
it
away. And he buries it. He digs a little hole and puts it in and then, like, pushes the dirt with his nose. And then he comes back to you and has dirt all over his nose.
And so you can tell, like, he just buried something.
Yeah.
He's like, we know what
you did. It's really cute.
Yeah, that is adorable.
And then Warren is really cool, and he's very calm and...
Just stares at you.
Kind of like a human. Yeah, he has a little crazy eye, but...
No, yeah, it's like, he looks into your soul. He just knows.
Yeah, so there's six dogs on harvest day, and it can get a little crazy.
That sounds like my dream.
That's so fun.
It's great. It's great.
That sounds
it's great.
Like so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so in addition to the dogs,
we have three cows. We have Moonbeam, Ginger, and
Fern.
I did not know the cows' names.
Yeah.
Wow.
Moonbeam is the black and white one, if you've seen the pictures. Mm-hmm. And then two, I don't know what kind of cows they are. And then two of them are brown with horns. Moonbeam doesn't have horns.
They get some extra produce that we have if we get to feed them, and they love to eat it right out of your hands.
Yeah.
And They a lot love of fires.
Yes. Okay. So that was like the crazy thing. Sarah had sent these videos of you guys at a bonfire, like maybe like a Friday or Saturday night
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah.
And they were just so close to the fire.
They literally like put their heads on your shoulder. That's because like they want to be right next to the fire. It's
yeah.
It's
yeah they want to be at the fire.
I was like, and it made me think like, does that make you not want to eat red meat?
Unfortunately, no.
No.
Oh.
No.
I'm sorry.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Say.
I don't think you. I think you should portion it, but portion control there. But okay. I love my burgers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you're like, would you? You wouldn't eat those cows, though, right?
I mean, if maybe. The time came. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know.
You're not getting what you want out of us.
They're
not, like, ready to pitchfork Moonbeam. Yeah. Like,
they're, like, still young and wild. Like, let them be for now.
Okay, okay, okay.
But maybe when they get a
little older. I thought you guys were going to be like, no, we really don't want to eat animals anymore.
Okay. No.
After
you should eat more
like,
vegetables.
After you were like, what a burger.
Yeah, exactly. Number one all the way. No. You should eat 6 days of vegetables and 1 day of meat. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, that's great. That's a great ratio. Cool.
Okay, wait. And then there's the other one. There's one more. Some chickens. We got chickens.
Oh, farm fresh eggs.
Oh, yeah.
So
farm fresh eggs every day.
I think of you very often when I'm eating the eggs because you would appreciate them more than a lot of people.
Yes, I love farm fresh eggs.
You can taste it. They're so good. Sometimes we eat eggs the day that we get them.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
they're
crazy.
Fresh. We get them and we put them in a bowl on the counter and we
eat them. You don't put them in the refrigerator.
No, you don't have to.
Because you just got them.
Yeah, they're so fresh.
And actually, if you wash them, it makes them not last as long.
You
so
do
you just,
have, yeah.
You see, you just literally put them in a bowl, and then once you want to use them, you give them a quick wash, and then you're good to go.
There's all different colors.
Yeah.
Will you send me a picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There's a chicken that lives down the street. I don't know if you saw
like
my Snapchat.
Wild? Oh, I did see.
I was like, there's a chicken crossing the road.
Yeah.
Classic.
It was like, I was like, I'm literally living like, what did the chicken cross the road? But it's like a black chicken and I don't know whose house it is, but I would like to go to their house and be like, can I have eggs?
Yeah.
But I don't know how often chickens lay.
It's about every other day.
Okay. Okay.
And with seven chickens laying, we get 2 to 5 eggs a day.
Yeah. And they slow down in winter. I learned this. They slow down in winter, pick back up in summer.
Cool.
So we also have this rooster.
Oh.
And this is the true
Sarah's
story about...
Sarah's favorite.
Yeah. This rooster's name is Mickey. He's the only chicken that has a name.
Uh-huh.
And he is... I don't want to cuss on your podcast.
You can cuss.
You can cuss. Oh, yeah. He's a dick. Well, that's not a cuss word, but it's actually like a genital. But he's a dick, all right? He's a dick.
I hate... Mickey.
You were like, I'd like to fry him up.
I don't know if any of your listeners like ever has like dealt with a rooster, but like they are aggressive and mean and they like have claws
and
beaks, and like every time you go in there he wants to fight you.
That's crazy.
Like his job I think is to protect the chickens, but first of all he rapes them all the time.
Yeah.
He does.
Definitely against their will.
Yeah.
He pins
There's no
them,
consent there.
He pins that's, them down. And
that's crazy.
We don't need him for eggs. Like I don't understand why we have him in the first place.
There's a running joke that we were going to eat him for Christmas, but that's come and gone. So.
Right.
You're like, we didn't, and I'm disappointed.
I'd
eat him in a soup with some celery and carrots. Like, anyway, the first time that I had chicken duty, which we rotate duties on the farm,
mm-hmm.
Mickey drew blood from my leg.
Yeah.
And so that was the first experience I had with him. So every time that I go in there, I try to, because I get,
you
Sylvain
have to be
tells
calm.
Me. Right.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay, you guys, I get he can sense fear. I get that you have to stay calm. But like my heart starts beating and I start sweating cold sweat and I can't help it. I can psych myself up. I can have a rake in my hand and I'm terrified.
Mm-hmm.
So thankfully, like lately, Sylvain has been doing my chicken duty because I just can't handle it.
And of course, like me, I go in there like I'm a proud rooster now.
Yeah.
And like I like look at him down and I'm like, bring it on. And he like he does it, like he's not afraid, like he like and so not only that, like I've learned too, like I used to try to fight him like with nothing in my hands, which was a mistake because he can like fly in your face. And anyway, so now like I carry a stick with me and like every day I'm always like,
do you have to hit him?
Yes.
Oh my god.
And even if you
and
hit him
thing, though,
he comes
thing, he bounces
back.
He bounces off and like he
I wish
like,
you could
yeah,
experience it.
But
I don't
but
want to.
Me and Mickey have like this little dance we do every time I go get eggs now.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I mean, yeah.
You need to get, and then does he like you know, do the, like, cock-a-doodle-do.
Yes,
like,
all the time.
Yeah.
And a little side note, Sylvain really likes taking care of the chickens.
I do
and,
love
like,
taking care of the chickens.
He so gives
every,
them.
Yeah, every Monday we get to clear out their, like, chicken pen.
Get
and,
to.
Like,
I had to. I don't know. Sylvain
it's
is
a pleasure.
It's a privilege.
It is a privilege. So every Monday I get to redo the chicken coop. And, like, I always tell them, like, I'm, like, talking. Because the chickens will come in there with me.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I'm always, like, I'm giving you guys the Hilton treatment. Like I give them, like, extra hay to, like, fluff up their bed. And like, I want them to lay like the best eggs for me.
Oh,
yeah.
That's sweet. That's sweet. Oh, and then there was one more animal that you helped.
Oh, okay. So this was just a random story, and this happened early on in the season. In Florida, we have these things called sandhill cranes, mm-hmm. and they're these really beautiful cranes.
Like 4 feet tall.
They're about 4 feet tall, so they're pretty large. And anyways, we have some electrical fence just kind of around. It's actually to keep the cows in their grazing area.
Mm-hmm.
And we have these cranes, and they actually roam in packs of like three or four. And Ellen and I were on the garden one day, and we looked up, and sure enough, there was a crane whose wing got stuck in the electric fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how it happened, but it basically wrapped around his wing. And so if you can imagine, like, there's this 4-foot crane with his wings out getting shocked. And then, like, so we run and turn off the electric fence.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we get Cole comes out, and he has to cut the electric fence. And this whole time, like, this bird is exhausted because it's been caught in the fence, mm-hmm. and, like, he's, like, laying down.
Constantly getting electrocuted.
That they both look more original, like, it's their sights,
mm-hmm.
And they both provided some history. Gusto, though, goes into the thick of it.
Really?
They give you pictures from when they were breaking ground to, like, the building, to the pizza oven.
But and Gusto's really relatively new, though.
Yeah.
It's only been there for a couple years.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, and then I can't remember if it was the witch, but somebody had a link to where you could go to, I think it was Gusto, to mm-hmm. where you could go to the person who built the brick oven.
Oh.
And I guess it's just this guy who goes around building these pizza brick ovens.
Okay.
And you could kind of, like, check him out a little bit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as much as this side of it, I want Wedge's website to win,
mm-hmm.
Gusto's wins.
Okay.
You know?
They're ranking the website.
I'm kind of coming into the 21st century. But yeah, I mean, Gusto, I'd probably give 6 out of 10.
Yeah, the cocktails were nice.
Yeah.
You liked the burrata.
Uh-huh.
Did I like anything that I ate there?
What kind of cheese is on the burrata?
Burrata is like mozzarella that's not finished.
Okay.
So it's like kind of got.
And then it had olives on top.
No, that was truffle.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I shouldn't be on your podcast. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
There's truffle on top of it, and it was on, like, a rye bread, kind of, with honey.
Yeah.
The honey was, I mean, if there was no truffle on it, I think it would have been good, like, a good breakfast.
Yes. I think the breakfast thing is actually very real for
yeah.
them.
Yeah. I think we just had a bad go at it at Pizzeria Gusto. And get the yogurt bowl.
Just go for breakfast.
Is all I have to say. Because it was very, very, very good. I felt about the yogurt bowl like I felt about the salad at
mm-hmm.
the Wedge. So tune in next
week. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tune in next week. I'm going to be doing the salad. No, I'm just kidding. But I think that would be a really fun project to work through all the salads in Oklahoma
gosh,
City.
That would be so fun.
Yeah.
But I will say that the thing that I, you know, kind of my, like, control for what I'm matching all these pizzas to is Hideaway's Da Bomb.
Okay. Tell me what's on the Da Bomb,
so
I can't remember.
Okay, I'm not a pork eater, but
okay.
I eat it for this. So it's, like, salami, pepperoni, maybe another kind,
mm-hmm.
and then.
What about you guys?
We're on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, at HeyCWF.
Hey CWF.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And I'll link you guys too on the blog post now that I have a website.
easy.com. Also, you can email me at okcovereasy@aol.com. I have not gotten any emails in the past couple months except for Garrett. Thank you. but if you have any questions or anything, you can email me there. So this is it. I'll be back next week for something that I will do, but I'm not sure what that is yet.
Maybe
so.
Eating more ice cream because there's a lot left over.
Yeah, there is a lot. My stomach kind of hurts too.
Aww.
So that's pretty much it. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Brahms.
Bye.
Thank you, Brahms.